I want to thank everybody that filled in today. Thank Donna for getting the choir song together, our special. Thank Ricky for reading for someone who's at the beach who called me and said, I forgot. Thank Miss Billy for also filling in and doing that, because somebody said, well, you might have to do it because I forgot. And then Dee for singing a special for us also. So thank all you that are here, and thank all of you that are willing. Let us pray this day. For your words always, Lord, we thank you. For your grace for each and every moment, we thank you. For allowing us your gifts this day to be in this place. Lord, I just pray that you just allow all these words today to be pleasing in your sight, to be acceptable, to be heard with ear and heart, to listen, to inspire, to rejuvenate, to be able to go out and tell. Allow us, Lord, these days, the meditations upon my heart and my soul, allow them, Lord, to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. The coming of the Holy Spirit. Oh, when the day of Pentecost had come and they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven, oh, there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind. I liked Miss Billy's wind this morning. The rush of a mighty wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we can hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about good deeds and power. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others sneered and said, they are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, fire and blood and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is our word this day from our Lord and Savior. Thanks be to God.